This is Speedway News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has addressed U.S. lawmakers at the Capitol. He was urging them to consider the importance of global commitments at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific and keep skepticism in Congress about U.S. involvement abroad. Kishida is in Washington this week visiting President Joe Biden as the White House completes hosting each leader of the Quad. That's an informal partnership between the U.S., Japan, Australia, and India that is seen as an important step to countering China's growing military strength. On Thursday at the Capitol, Kishida was addressing many Republicans who urged the U.S. to take a less active role internationally in line with the ethos of Donald Trump, or ethos of Donald Trump, I should say, presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Some Muslims and Arab American leaders have grown frustrated with the outreach from President Joe Biden's White House as the war in Gaza drags on. They say private meetings with officials at all levels of the administration have failed to lead to meaningful changes in U.S. support for Israel, and that now they're unwilling to continue talking. The fractured relationship could jeopardize the Democratic presidential reelection campaign and help pave the way for Donald Trump to return to the White House. Biden's team believes it still can have some productive conversation to keep an open, important line of communication. House Speaker Mike Johnson is negotiating with the White House as he prepares for the treacherous task of advancing wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel through the House. On Thursday, the House Republican leader, Steve Scalise, said Johnson has been talking with White House officials about a package that would deviate from the Senate's $95 billion foreign security package. This is VOA News. Mali's ruling junta has banned the media from reporting on activities of political parties and associations. This is a day after barring political parties and groups. And that's according to a copy of the notice distributed on social media on Thursday. The order applied to all forms of the media. That includes television, radio, newspapers, and journals. It followed a decision the previous day that banned all political party activities until further notice. The order was issued by the High Authority for Communication, the umbrella organization that represents journalists in Mali. It said that it rejected the demand and called on the media to continue to report on politics within the country. In the U.S., there have been 17 times as many U.S. measles cases in 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous 3 years. That's according to a government report published Thursday. The report's authors say that the increase represents a renewed threat to measles elimination in the United States. There have been more than 110 cases of the contagious disease so far. Measles can be dangerous, especially for young children. Experts say it's highly preventable because there is a safe and effective vaccine, but national vaccination rates are below where they actually should be. It was hours after sundown when 8 aid trucks and 3 support vehicles started their journey into Gaza. The roads have been dark except for occasional patches where ragged lights spilled from buildings with their own generators. By a few minutes after 10, one convoy was moving south of Gaza's coastal road, dropping off precious cargo and the aid workers leaving the convoy to return home. The first missile struck a little more than an hour later. Soon after, all 7 aid workers were dead. They continue to reflect on the attack on the workers, the aid workers, and still blame Israel for what actually occurred. Recapping our top story, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has addressed U.S. lawmakers at the Capitol, urging them to consider the importance of global commitments at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific and deep skepticism in Congress about U.S. involvement abroad. Kishida's in Washington this week visiting President Joe Biden as the White House completes hosting each leader of the Quad, which is an informal partnership between the U.S., Japan, Australia, and India that's important to countering China's growing military strength, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.